The minister was still fully dressed, but he lay down upon me at once, pressing the knot of my obi into my back so much I had to raise one hip to make myself more comfortable. My head was turned to the side as well, because I was wearing my hair in a style known as Tsubushi Shimada, with a dramatic chion looped in the back, which would have been ruined if I'd put any weight on it. It was certainly an uncomfortable arrangement, but my discomfort was nothing compared with the uneasiness and anxiety I felt. Suddenly, I wondered if I'd been thinking at all clearly when I'd put myself in this predicament. The minister raised himself on one arm and began fumbling inside the seam of my kimono with his hand, scratching my thighs with his fingernails. Without thinking about what I was doing, I brought my hands up to his shoulders to push him away, but then I imagined Nobu as my Dana, and the life I would live without hope, and I took my hands away and settled them onto the mat again. The minister's fingers were squirming higher and higher along the inside of my thigh. It was impossible not to feel them. I tried to distract myself by focusing on the door. Perhaps it would open even now, before the minister had gone any further. But at that moment, I heard the jingling of his belt, and then the zip of his pants, and a moment later, he was forcing himself inside me. Somehow, I felt like a 15-year-old girl again, because the feeling was so strangely reminiscent of Dr. Crabb. I even heard myself whimper. The minister was holding himself up on his elbows with his face above mine. I could see him out of only one corner of my eye. When viewed up close like this, with his jaw protruding toward me, he looked more like an animal than a human, and even this wasn't the worst part, for with his jaw jutted forward, the minister's lower lip became like a cup in which his saliva began to pool. I don't know if it was the squid guts he'd eaten, but his saliva had a kind of gray thickness to it, which made me think of the residue left on the cutting board after fish have been cleaned. When I dressed that morning, I'd tucked several sheets of a very absorbent rice paper into the back of my obi. I hadn't expected to need them until afterward, when the minister would want them for wiping himself off, if I decided to go through with it, that is. Now it seemed I would need a sheet much sooner to wipe my face when his saliva spilled onto me. With so much of his weight on my hips, however, I couldn't get my hand into the back of my obi. I let out several little gasps as I tried, and I'm afraid the minister mistook them for excitement, or in any case, he suddenly grew even more energetic, and now the pool of saliva in his lip was being jostled with such violent shock waves, I could hardly believe it held together rather than spilling out in a stream. All I could do was pinch my eyes shut and wait. I felt as sick as if I had been lying in the bottom of a little boat, tossed about on the waves, and with my head banging again and again against the side. Then, all at once, the minister made a groaning noise and held very still for a bit, and at the same time, I felt his saliva spill onto my cheek.